Recommended resources, www.howexpert.com. Short how-to guides on unique topics by everyday experts. www.howexpert.com/writers. Write about your number one passion, knowledge, experience. www.howexpert.com/service. We can help self-publish your own dream book. www.howexpert.com/Muay Thai. Additional resource for Muay Thai enthusiasts. Introduction. Brief history of Muay Thai. To the people of Thailand, Muay Thai is regarded as a prominent national sport. Thai boys will, in one way or another, intentionally or unintentionally, learn how to box Thai style. Even Thai girls will know enough of the basic principles to be able to use it for self-defense. Muay Thai, called Thai boxing by foreigners, or pharangs, Thai word for foreigners, is Thailand's national sport and has gained popularity in many countries. Muay Thai started way back in the medieval ages, when wars were fought with bows and arrows, swords and pikes. In hand-to-hand combat, arms, legs, knees, and elbows were also used as weapons. From those days until the early part of this century, the fighters, particularly those in provinces, used horsehide strips and later hemp in lieu of gloves. Most of the time, the various companies within the Siamese army were matched against each other with minimum rules and no weight divisions or time limits. It was also a custom at one time to grind pieces of glass into the hemp if both contestants agreed. Since these practices were obviously dangerous to the fighters' health and safety, standard boxing gloves and other standard rules were introduced about 50 years ago and have been used ever since. Whereas most martial arts train with feet and fists, Muay Thai often referred to as the art of eight limbs, since you use your arms, knees, elbows, and legs for offense and defense, use the whole body as a weapon. The earliest form of Muay Thai also allowed headbutting, but that is no longer the case, especially in regulated competition. The people of Thailand believe if you are going to fight or defend yourself, you should use everything you've got. Muay Thai can be used to learn self-defense, as a great workout, or if you want to someday fight competitively in the ring. You must be very humble to be a Thai boxer. The skills you learn in Thai boxing help you become a better person, where you can learn to develop yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, using Muay Thai as a way to achieve these goals. Ratchadamnuin Stadium, built in 1945, and Lumpini Stadium, built in 1956, were both built in Bangkok, Thailand, and are the stadiums where foreigners watch Muay Thai in all its glory. These stadiums allowed the sport of Muay Thai to become more popular and mainstream as they filled capacity with locals and foreigners alike. Muay Thai is the national sport of Thailand and is popular in many other countries as well. Many people would love to see Muay Thai as an Olympic event, but the ruling for the Olympics is that no sport can include the name of any country. It would then be required for Muay Thai to change its name. Chapter 1. What is the pre-fight ritual dance? What is the way? Most Muay Thai schools incorporate the way into their teaching. The way in Thailand is a traditional custom and courteous gesture that is used in everyday life. The way is the custom of raising the palms of the hands and putting them together with fingers extended. The way has many meanings. It can mean a simple hello or goodbye. It may also be an expression of appreciation, a sign of respect, or a request for forgiveness. The position of the hands and head of those who are gesturing the way show the degree of respect and comparative ranks of those involved. Usually, the higher the hands and the more the body and head lean forward, the more respect is being expressed with the way. The person initiating the way and the person receiving or responding to the way is another indication of importance or respect. In general, a younger person must way to an elder and a subordinate to the senior. The way will come quickly when there are two people who are equals, as neither one wants to look as if they feel superior to the other. Most commonly, an adult will not way back to a child, and a higher-ranked individual may choose not to way to a secondary. The way is unnecessary with close friends, casual acquaintances, or adult relatives of similar age. Individuals who have not been introduced to each other will not weigh. The Lord Buddha will receive the ultimate weigh. In any of Thailand's brilliant temples, the individual will sit in a mermaid pose with the holy symbols of incense, candles, and the lotus flower pressed between the hands. Then, moving to the kneeling position, the individual will lean forward with the arms and head forward the floor, as in figure Wei, crew pose 1. The individual's hands will then slide out to the side and back together 3 times. Note, this gesture is also done in the Wei crew, or Ram Mui, before a Muay Thai bout, as discussed in the next segment of this guide. What is the Wei crew, or Ram Mui? In traditional Muay Thai, the Wei crew, paying respect to teachers, is one of the most important and time-honored traditions. The Wei crew pays homage to all teachers with the idea being that, in Thailand, any providers of knowledge, whether parents, educators, or trainers, deserve the utmost respect from the student. The teacher and student have a special relationship that endures through time. Many people perceive this tradition and additional teacher or student traditions as religious custom, which can be understood as monks are also teachers through their disciple, Buddha, another illustration of the teacher or student relationship. The Wei crew, or Ram Mui, is performed by both fighters prior to their bout. It is a mandatory ritual in Thailand and should also be mandatory in Muay Thai fights in the United States. The belief of the Wei crew, or Ram Mui, is that when the fighters begin their dance, they represent their school and region. If the opposing teachers or ring coaches recognize the Wei crew, or Ram Mui, the bout may be stopped because students of the same teacher or school of Muay Thai would be hesitant to fight each other. There is no literal religious meaning to the Wei crew or Ram Mui. Even though it may look like the fighter is praying, he is, in fact, paying respect to his teachers, parents, and mentors, and is thinking about his religion, his country, and his king. The Wei crew, or Ram Mui, is also a way for a fighter to stay warmed up and relaxed prior to his bout. Wei crew pose 1. The above photo shows the initial Wei crew pose with a traditional mongkon. The mongkon is a circled adornment worn on the head as a charm to bring good fortune. The mongkon is also believed to keep the wearer from danger. The mongkon is worn while performing the Wei crew or Ram Mui and then removed by the instructor prior to the fight. Each Muay Thai camp or individual crew or teacher may develop their own unique style and method of making a student's mongkon, and in doing so, they may empower the mongkon with miraculous properties. To put that method to test, legend has it that one of the methods was to use a live snake, preferably of the poisonous kind, to enhance the result even more. The story has never been proven or disproven, but it is certainly worthy of mentioning. Another tradition, no longer practiced today, was the custom in which the mongkon was not removed from the fighter's head prior to the start of the bout, unlike today's competitions. In the past, if the mongkon fell off during a contest, the opponent would stop the offense to allow a fighter to replace the mongkon and would never use the opportunity to try and benefit from the opponent's vulnerable state. The next two photos are of the Ram Mui segment of the Y crew, or Ram Mui. The Ram Mui provides a graceful and respectful way to warm up and pay homage to your country, teachers, parents, religion, and other loved ones. Y crew pose 2. This photo and the one below both show the kneeling sequence of the Y crew or Ram Mui. This photo shows the starting position with the left knee on the ground and right knee outstretched in front. To perform this sequence, lean forward on your right leg and foot, and with the knee you began with on the ground. Lift the foot in a fluttering motion. You will then pivot around in the same spot, changing knees. Y crew pose 3. There is no rule about which way you should turn. If your teacher taught you the Y crew or Ram Mui, turn the way you were taught. Tip: in Asian cultures, it is unlucky to turn toward the west, as that is the direction of the setting sun. So, do not start in a position where you will turn to the west. Tip: never lay down a mongkon. a Mong Kong should always be hung in a high place in an upright position. Note, the Mong Kong in the photos, as in the Y Crew Pose 1 and in Figure 75, was handmade by a mother of one of the instructors at the gym. The Mong Kong will be used by the fighters of all ages at this gym. Removal of the Mong Kong prior to a bout. There are step-by-step rules to removing the Mong Kong from the fighter's head prior to the Muay Thai match. After the Y Crew or Ram Muay is finished, the fighters meet in the center of the ring where the referee gives instructions and rules. From there, each fighter returns to his respective corner for the removal of the Mong Kong and the beginning of the bout. Step-by-step Mong Kong removal. 1. The fighter will be in their own corner, facing their teacher, who is outside the ropes. 2. In a sign of deep respect, the fighter lowers his head and raises his hand to his chest with the Y pose. The teacher then raises his own hands to the chest to return the Y. Note, the Y is explained in a future section of this guide. 3. The fighter continues the Y pose as the teacher voices an incantation and blows 3 times on the top of the fighter's head, then removes the Mong Kong with both of his hands. 4. He caresses the top of the fighter's head with one hand while still holding the Mong Kong in the other. Those are the instructions for the complete ritual. There is a discretionary final step if the fighter chooses to take it. He may kneel on the floor of the ring and bow 3 times toward the teacher. This is not mandatory. Amulets and traditional fight customs. Amulets have always been an important part of a Muay Thai fighter's equipment or dress. Amulets are thought to have magical powers and are highly respected items. Some amulets are a dragut, pitsamorin, wan, prajid, or a pirid. They must be kept in an appropriate respected location. It is believed that if the amulets are put in a general location, like a lower shelf or on the floor where people might step over them, they will lose their mystical power. In these modern days, some fighters may choose not to have amulets or use them. These are considered private matters and are not discussed in this book. The Mong Kong and Prajid must be worn. The Mong Kong is worn until the completion of the Y Crew or Ram Muay, and the Prajid is worn during the bout. The Prajid is a band of cloth, customarily red and white, worn on the upper arm during a bout to encourage toughness, as well as help the fighter keep away from danger. Traditionally, a Muay Thai fighter can include any charm or amulet he respects into the Prajid. Some have incorporated a strand of their father's hair or thread from his mother's sarong, used at the time of his birth, in his Prajid. Wan is a species of herb that is used in conjunction with mystic prayer and is believed to provide the fighter with masculinity and the strength to tolerate the pain of a fleeting blow. The fighter would traditionally carry the herb inside the Mong Kong or Prajid. The fighter could also chew it prior to or even during the bout. Some Muay Thai fighters may also boil the herb or soak it in water. They would then drink the mixture or use it to cleanse their bodies. A hegrut is inscribed with mystical symbols and consists of a small sheet of beaten bronze or sometimes silver. The hegrut was rolled up tightly to the accompaniment of prayer and chanting, and a silk thread would be placed in through a hole that was left in the center to fasten it around the waist. The hegrut could be worn alone or several could be woven together. The hegrut was never to be unrolled, or the magical powers would be annulled. A very small hegrut could also be inserted into the prajid. An amulet similar to the hegrut is the pitsamorin, which is traditionally crafted from a palm leaf in a woven covering. The pitsamorin is also fastened around the waist. A pirid is shaped from rattan and could take the shape of a ring or armband. The pirid is also worn around the upper arm or bicep of one arm. A Muay Thai fighter would not wear both the prajid and pirid on the same arm, so it is perfectly acceptable to wear the prajid on one arm around the bicep and the pirid around the other arm. Being accepted into a Muay Thai school as a student. Before the invasion of foreigners opening Muay Thai gyms in Thailand, old-school Muay Thai gyms had their own practices. A teacher, or crew, would consider whether the potential new student was worthy of learning Muay Thai and being a pupil. Being of good character and able to fit in with the other students was sometimes tested on a new student by having him act as a servant to the prospective teacher. the prospective student may be required to sweep up the gym or other laborious tasks. Once the student proved himself, sometimes this process took years, the student would be accepted into the gym. Once a teacher accepts a student, the initiation ceremony is held. This ceremony is customarily on a Thursday, which is considered Wan Kru or Teacher's Day. The student makes a formal request for acceptance by the teacher by presenting the traditional symbols of respect. These symbols may be prospective students' personal selection. However, incense sticks, candles, and flowers are normally included. Sometimes there may be a currency gift as well. During the initiation ceremony, a prospective new student will pledge before the teacher that they will be a hard worker, be trustworthy, and that they will respect and obey the teacher and follow all the teaching and rulings. In return, the teacher accepts the student and promises to teach and make them the best they can be. October 16th is celebrated as Teacher's Day in Thailand. Some old-school Muay Thai gyms will also celebrate Teacher's Day in the United States on the same day. The items listed below will be put in a bowl and offered to the teacher. The classic Teacher's Day gift would include the following: 1 candle, 3 sticks of incense, small amount of uncooked rice, about a half cup, 1 piece of fruit, dried natural flowers. Women and Muay Thai. Traditionally, women are not allowed to train in Muay Thai in Thailand because of long-held beliefs and superstitions that women in the ring would curse and bring grave harm to a fighter, endangering his skills and making him vulnerable to attacks. In the late 1960s, the former fighter, current president, and owner of the Muay Thai Institute, Amnue Kasbumrung, had Thai women fighting professionally at Lumpini Stadium, one of the famed Thailand fighting arenas. Those fights quickly vanished when male Thai boxing fans refused to watch. More importantly, they refused to bet on the female matches. Because of this, female Thai boxing matches were regulated to county fairs and carnivals. Some stadiums have once again started holding female Thai boxing matches, but still hold on to the tradition of banning women entering the ring over the top ropes, instead having them duck between the ropes. The belief being that by jumping over the top rope, they symbolically place themselves higher than their opponent's amulets. Being female, this would be disrespectful. Women's Thai boxing match. Some reasons for developing more women's Thai boxing matches, even with the deep-rooted tradition and customs of ancient Thailand, are women's equality social issues, and the fact that many women all over the United States, Europe, and other nations have trained in Muay Thai as either self-defense or competitively. These women had an advantage over local women when coming to Thailand. Many women fighters now include the customary fighting Mong Kong, Prajid, and amulets in their fight attire, just as their male counterparts. Chapter 1 in Review. The Way. The Way is a customary polite greeting that is used in everyday life in Thailand. The Way is the tradition of raising and putting the palms of the hands together with fingers extended. Ordinarily, a younger person must way to the elder and a subordinate to the higher ranking. The Way Crew or Ram Mui. The Way Crew or Ram Mui is a mandatory ritual that is performed by both matched fighters prior to their bout in Thailand. Many believe the Way Crew or Ram Mui should be mandatory in the Muay Thai fights in the United States. The fighter is not praying, and there is no literal religious meaning to the Way Crew or Ram Mui. The Way Crew or Ram Mui is to pay respect to his teachers, parents, and mentors. Each Muay Thai camp has its own Way Crew or Ram Mui. The Mong Kong is a circle adornment worn on the head of a Muay Thai fighter while performing the Way Crew or Ram Mui. There is a proper ritual for removal of the Mong Kong prior to a bout. Amulets and traditional fight customs. Amulets and charms are a traditional and important part of a Muay Thai fighter's equipment or dress. Amulets are believed to have magical powers and are highly respected items. Being accepted as a Muay Thai student. A teacher or crew evaluates a potential new student as to whether they are worthy of learning Muay Thai. By cleaning the gym or doing odd jobs for the teachers, the student proves himself for acceptance into the gym. The process could take months or even years for a new student to complete. The student then makes a formal request and the initiation ceremony is then held. The ceremony is customarily held on a Thursday, which is considered Wan Kru or Teacher's Day. Women and Muay Thai. Because of long-held Thailand attitudes, women traditionally were not allowed to train in Muay Thai in the ring. Back in the 1960s, women's Thai boxing fights were poorly attended by men, and additionally, men would not bet on the fights. With the emergence of women's equality social issues, more and more women are now fighting competitively and professionally in Thailand, and are even wearing the amulets in their fight attire, just as their male counterparts. Chapter 2. Equipment and hand wraps. What equipment is used in Muay Thai gyms? In a Muay Thai gym, you will find equipment that a student or competitive fighter will use and equipment that the trainers or coaches use. Equipment students use to train in Muay Thai. 1. Shin guards. Use shin guards to protect your shins from bruises or tenderness. Shin guards also protect your partner when kicking during sparring. They are also used to condition your shins while kicking the bags during initial trainings and can also be used for protection when coming back from an injury. 2. Head protection. Protect yourself during hard sparring with proper headgear. Headgear protects beginners and encourages accuracy during the beginning stages of Muay Thai. Headgear is a defense against concussions, lost teeth, injured elbows, and unnecessary face or head damage. 3. Hand wraps. Protects your hands, knuckles, and wrists from a sprain or hyperextension. Hand wraps also protect the inside of your gloves from sweat, odor, or general wear and tear. 4. Boxing gloves. One of the few pieces of equipment that will be mandatory in most competitions. Boxing gloves come in sizes that are measured in ounces. Kid sizes are 8 and 10 ounces. Adult sizes include 12, 14, or 16 ounces. Gloves protect your hands, knuckles, and wrists. Boxing gloves are used for bag training, partner drills, and sparring. 5. Ankle supports. Used to protect the ankles from sprains and hyperextension. Ankle supports are allowed in competition and are a familiar sight in Thai stadiums. 6. Groin protector and mouth guard. Both pieces of equipment are mandatory in competition. Using the above-listed equipment is necessary to improve your skills and to ensure your safety. Equipment used by Muay Thai trainers. 1. Kicking shield. A kicking shield is a padded target used for kicking and knee impacts. Trainers use kicking shields for conditioning, accuracy, and footwork, as well as to teach proper technique. 2. Belly pad. A belly pad protects trainers and partners from knees and push kicks. A belly pad is also used to teach accuracy and power. 3. Focus mitt. A focus mitt is a padded target that fits over the hand and is usually used for training. Trainers use focus mitts for hand and eye coordination, speed, distance, and timing, and accuracy. Focus mitts will be used to develop defensive skills and to work on hitting at different angles. Focus mitts are a staple at most Muay Thai gyms. 4. Thai pads. Thai pads are padded shields used for all Muay Thai techniques, punching, elbows, knees, and kicks. Thai pads allow students to throw techniques with more power. Thai pads are a great tool for developing accuracy, balance, and coordination when throwing multiple techniques or combinations of techniques. Only experienced holders should hold for fellow students. Heavy bags are an essential piece of equipment in every Muay Thai gym. This is one of the few pieces of equipment that serve both the student fighter and trainer well. Kids can work out using the heavy bags in class. Using heavy bags can help children or adult students learn distance and timing. Heavy bags are used by students and fighters to learn accuracy, develop power for techniques, build endurance, practice proper technique, and condition the shins. The heavy bags are an ideal tool to be used in training to work on technique, to develop your Muay Thai weapons, as well as practice movement and footwork. When students are working the heavy bags, trainers and instructors observe the student to ensure they make use of movement. They also monitor stamina and energy. Bags vary in weight and size. Most gyms will have at least one Thai bag, which measures 6 feet tall. Because a Thai bag is a longer bag, representing the whole body, it can be used for elbows, punches, knees, and kicks. The Thai bag is ideal to use to practice low kicks. A good Muay Thai gym will have various heavy bags, ranging in different heights and weights, so students of different levels and ages can work. Installing a heavy bag at your home or garage allows you to practice alone and without the need for a trainer to hold Thai pads for practice. Having a heavy bag installed in your home for practice is an option, but requires a large space for installation, and you will want to make sure you are not practicing your techniques incorrectly. Protecting your hands. Hand wraps serve several purposes. The first purpose, if you are planning on competing, is that they are required to be worn for competition. Hand wraps also protect your hands and prolong the life of your gloves. Hand wraps will catch the sweat and can be washed, while boxing gloves cannot. Hand wraps shouldn't be too loose or too tight. As you extend your arm and clench your fist to punch, you should feel like you have full movement with no restrictions. You do not want your hand wraps to feel loose, as if they are slipping. The objective of hand wraps is to protect the hand and wrist from injuries. There are different ways a hand wrap can be wrapped for practice, as compared to competition wrap. The pictures shown demonstrate how to wrap your hands in a basic Muay Thai training wrap using 180-centimeter wraps. How to wrap your hands for Muay Thai. Place the thumb loop over the thumb with your palm facing up. Figure 1. Pull the hand wrap towards your wrist to begin with a tight thumb loop. Begin wrapping around the wrist and bring the wrap up and around the thumb. After wrapping around the thumb, Figure 2, wrap the wrist. Turn your hand over with palm facing downward to continue. After wrapping the wrist, bring the hand wrap around the top of the thumb and then wrap the wrist once more. Your thumb loop should be covered on the top and bottom. Figure 3. Now you will start wrapping your hand. Continue by moving the wrap up from the wrist and around the hand. Between the index finger and thumb, pulling the wrap towards the pinky finger. Figure 4. Make your way across and over the hand toward the knuckles. Once you get the wrap to your knuckles, wrap the knuckles 2 or 3 times. On the last wrap, take the wrap on top of your hand from the outside of the pinky toward the outside of the thumb. Bring the hand wrap up from the bottom on the outside of the thumb to between the pinky and ring finger. Figure 5. Bring the hand wrap over the top of the hand between the pinky finger and ring finger towards the thumb as in the previous step. Take the wrap from the bottom of the hand up through the middle and ring fingers and around the back of the hand towards the thumb. Combine the wrap up from the bottom of the hand to between the middle and pointer fingers and back around the hand. Figure 6. After finishing the fingers, wrap around the wrist twice to seal the hand wrap. The wrap should be coming from the outside of the wrist towards the index finger, between the index finger and thumb. Wrap across the knuckles twice, covering the vertical wraps that came from the bottom of the hand in between the fingers. Figure 7. Photo of basic Muay Thai training hand wrap, palm up. Photo of basic Muay Thai training hand wrap, palm down. End the wrap on the pinky side, palm down, then making your way toward the thumb, wrap around the wrist and finish securing the Velcro. To ensure your wrap isn't too tight, make a fist a couple of times as you are wrapping. Tip: if you finish your hand wrap and the Velcro is upside down, simply flip the hand wrap to fasten Velcro. Figure 9. Finished hand wrap, palm facing up. Figure 10. Finished hand wrap shown from the top palm facing down. Figure 11. Chapter 2 in review. Equipment used in Muay Thai training. Headgear will protect the head during hard sparring from elbows and other injuries that can occur. Shin guards will protect the shins from bruising while kicking the bags and during partner drills. Shin guards will also protect your partner during partner drills as it provides extra padding. Hand wraps are to guard the student's hands, knuckles, and wrists from an injury, such as a sprain or hyperextension. Hand wraps are also good protection for the inside of your gloves from odor, sweat, and general wear and tear. Boxing gloves protect a student's knuckles, hands, and wrists. Boxing gloves are mandatory in all competitions and are used in classes for technique work with a partner or training on the heavy bags and sparring. Ankle wraps, groin protectors, and mouth guards are also used for protection from injury. Heavy bags are used by students and fighters to learn accuracy, build power and endurance, practice proper technique, and condition the shins. Equipment used in Muay Thai by trainers. Thai pads are padded shields that are held by trainers and used for practicing power on all Muay Thai techniques. Thai pads are also a great way to develop precision and coordination when throwing combinations of techniques. Focus mitts are padded targets that fit over a trainer's hand, like a mitten, and are used to develop hand and eye coordination, accuracy, speed, distance, and timing. A kicking shield is a padded target used to develop endurance, footwork, and to instruct proper technique. A belly pad protects trainers while teaching push kicks or front kicks and knees. While wearing a belly pad, a student can throw harder without injuring their partner. Chapter 3. Fighting Muay Thai in Thailand and the United States. Muay Thai in Thailand fight rules. Rules in the United States vary from state to state, but traditional Muay Thai boxing match rules are 1. 5 rounds, which consist of 3 minutes each. 2. 2 minutes rest time between rounds. 3. No additional rounds are allowed. 4. Regular boxing gloves, weighing no less than 6 ounces each, are used. Each weight division determines glove ounce size. 5. All boxing gloves should be in their new and original condition, with no modifications. Muay Thai contestants fight apparel rules. Rules vary depending on the organization in charge or sanctioning the event, and the state where the contest is taking place. So the following rules on fighter apparel is for traditional Muay Thai boxing matches. Women who are fighting will adhere to the following rules, but may also be required to wear chest protectors. The Mong Kong is still not allowed to be worn by women in many stadiums in Thailand. 1. Contestants must wear the color of trunks according to their corners, red or blue, and trunks must appropriately fit their body. 2. No shirt or shoes are permitted. 3. Ankle supports are permitted. 4. Contestants must wear sturdy athletic cups or supporters to protect their groin. 5. Mouth guards are permitted. 6. The Mong Kong may be worn around the head, but only during the pre-fight ritual of the Y Crew or Ram Mui. After the Y Crew or Ram Mui is complete, the Mong Kong is to be removed prior to the start of the bout. Muay Thai contestants' equipment for amateur United States bouts. Rules vary depending on the organization in charge or sanctioning the event. 1. Headgear is mandatory for fighters with less than 7 fights. Those fighters with more than 7 fights can discuss with the other opponent to wear headgear or not. 2. Boxing gloves ranging from 10 to 16 ounces, depending on the weight division, are to be worn. 3. Mouth guards are mandatory. 4. Thai boxing shorts are optional, but not mandatory. Other types of shorts or leg wear may be worn depending on the fighter. 5. Sturdy athletic cups or supporters are mandatory. 6. Shin guards are mandatory. 7. Ankle supports are permitted and optional. 8. No shoes or footwear are permitted. Amateur Muay Thai kickboxing. This photo shows an amateur Muay Thai or kickboxing bout in the United States. The competitor on the left wears the traditional Muay Thai shorts, while the competitor on the right wears his choice of leg wear. Notice that headgear and shin guards are mandatory and worn for the amateur's protection. This photo shows an amateur modified Muay Thai bout in the United States. Elbows are allowed, but competitors must wear elbow pads. Both fighters have no headgear, and both are wearing the traditional Muay Thai shorts. Chapter 3 in review. Muay Thai rules in Thailand and the United States. Thailand Muay Thai fights are 5 rounds, which consist of 3 minutes each, with a 2-minute rest period between rounds. Fighters must wear the color of Muay Thai shorts according to their corners, red or blue. The Mong Kong is worn during the pre-fight tradition of the Y Crew or Ram Mui and then removed prior to the bout. The Thailand tradition remains, thus not allowing women to wear the Mong Kong in major stadiums. Boxing gloves are mandatory in both Thailand and the United States amateur and professional fights. Depending on the number of fights a competitor has, headgear may be mandatory in the United States for an amateur bout. Thai boxing shorts are not mandatory for bouts in the United States. Shoes are not worn during fights in Thailand or the United States. Chapter 4. Muay Thai Classes and Training. How do you choose a Muay Thai school? Picking the right Muay Thai school is an important and personal decision. You want to make sure you relate with the philosophy of the school, connect with the instructor, and interact with the other students. Here are some basic and useful tips that can help you decide if the Muay Thai school you are looking for is the one for you. First, decide why you want to take a Muay Thai class. Hopefully, you want to learn as much as you can, including history, culture, and traditional styles. I would assume if you are reading this step-by-step guide, you are interested in all aspects of Muay Thai and not just the stand-up phenomenon taking place in the United States right now. You will want to find a Muay Thai school that fulfills these needs. Schools that teach basic round kick or punches or a cardio Muay Thai course will most likely not satisfy your Muay Thai interest. Ask to attend and try out a Muay Thai class. Most reputable Muay Thai schools will allow you to come in and try a class. Although it is an option, I wouldn't advise just watching a class. There is nothing like participating in a class and hands-on experience to verify your commitment. Study under someone who knows Muay Thai, who was the instructor at your prospective new school taught by. I would not advise learning from a Muay Thai instructor just because he visited Thailand or even attended a Thailand Muay Thai camp. I also would not choose a Muay Thai instructor simply because he's been teaching at a martial arts school since the old instructor left, or because he has fought a few times and won. Can the instructor answer your questions about the how-tos and whys of techniques? Do the students at the school have good technique? Even though you may be brand new to Muay Thai, check to see if all students have the same type of movement or are being corrected in the same manner. If there is a harmony to the students' learning and consistency with how the instructor teaches, that is a good sign. Does it look like there are beginners and more advanced students in the class? If the teacher is correcting a newer or beginner student with a technique and one of the more advanced students is practicing the same technique correctly, that is a sign of progression and development among the school. I have heard stories of students going to a mixed martial arts school or some lower-level Muay Thai school, McDojos, as they are sometimes called. These students report the school teaches Muay Thai, and when the new student arrives, this school puts the students in the ring to see what he's made of. If you attend a new school and are asked to spar on your first class to see what you're made of, turn around and walk or run the other way and never look back. You can ruin a potential student that way. There is never any reason to start someone on a potentially happy journey by giving them a busted lip or humiliating experience. Do not attend a school where you are required to hold Thai pads or focus mitts in your first class or even the first few months of classes. It is easy to be hurt holding or kicking pads, especially when the two people do not know what they are doing and are not trained to hold Thai pads. Holding Thai pads and or focus mitts in Thailand is a highly respected practice for a highly respected instructor. Holding Thai pads takes a trainer's eye to put you in the correct position, correct technique, and focus on footwork. Holding pads is not for beginners or those who are not familiar with holding them. There is an old Thailand adage that refers to respecting the pad man, and the Thai people and Muay Thai fighters are serious about it. Are the students in your potential school sparring all the time or being taught quality instruction? Students do not need to be constantly sparring and going all out with no instruction. They need to be slowed down to a comfortable pace so the students can learn technique. Are the senior students at the school respectful to the gym teacher and other students? Are they patient and courteous when working with a beginner? Senior students are reflections of the Muay Thai gym as a whole. If you find yourself working with a Muay Thai fighter or senior student who is demeaning or trying to get you to do techniques you haven't been taught or are uncomfortable with, that may not be the school for you. Talk with the instructor to see what is expected from their senior students and fighters. One of the most important pieces of information I can share with you contradicts what many Muay Thai schools and instructors are saying now. There are no certifications or belt systems in old-school traditional Muay Thai from Thailand. Many martial arts schools in America have begun a grading or belt system for Muay Thai. If a grading or belt system is important to you, you may wish to choose another martial art. Muay Thai has always been a fighting art. It is not as much of a martial art. To put a grading system or belt system in place goes against a fighting structure that is thousands of years old. To me, this is purely a business decision and does not go along with the culture or tradition of old-school Muay Thai. What to expect in your beginning or first Muay Thai class? Warming up exercises will consist of running, jumping rope, or a combination of both. A couple of rounds of shadow boxing will be likely. All your warm-up exercises are designed to build up your stamina and condition your body, as well as your heart and lungs for the rigors of Muay Thai. A well-conditioned body is a key element to Muay Thai. If you are tired, you will not be able to throw your techniques properly. You will notice your stamina gets better before your technique does in a Muay Thai class. With each class, you will be able to accomplish a few more skips on the jump rope or punch a little harder. You will notice it takes you less time to recover between rounds than when you started. One of the greatest benefits of training in Muay Thai is the energy and resilience you feel. Muay Thai is one of the best conditioning sports you will find. If you never plan on stepping in the ring, Muay Thai will get you in the best shape of your life if you take it seriously and work hard. If you do plan on one day competing at any level of Muay Thai, a good trainer will insist on several rounds of jump rope and several miles of running. Depending on the size of the school, heavy bags will be utilized for practicing your Muay Thai techniques of power and accuracy. Heavy bags are a great way to improve your conditioning and endurance. Most students notice that stamina gets better more so than technique the first few months of classes. That's usually because beginners are not used to working out on heavy bags, or at least not always correctly, and get a big boost in endurance. Plus, you can hit a heavy bag harder than you would a fellow student or sparring partner, so heavy bags are power punch's best friends. Footwork is an essential part of Muay Thai. Too many students come in and want to hit and kick right away. But movement is what sets Muay Thai apart from other martial arts and fighting sports. You will be taught footwork and foot position in your first class. You will need to expand on the basic footwork so you learn to move without expending too much energy. Practice your footwork. Learn to move. Each school is unique in how they move and utilize footwork. Advanced footwork will, of course, develop from your basic footwork, which is why instructors and coaches will want you to do several rounds of shadow boxing and practice footwork. Shadow boxing is one of the least understood and most important elements of preparing.